Hello and welcome to Research Roundup, brought to you by the Primary Care Collaborative Cancer Clinical Trials Group, PC4. I'm Christy Milley, and each month we'll be looking at what's new in cancer in primary care research, and I'll be talking to authors of recent publications and presentations.
I'm Spellsale, and I'm a member of the PC4 Scientific Committee, and I'm also on the organising committee of the Cancer in Primary Care Conference, CAPRI, that's coming to Melbourne on April 17 to 19. Famke Halsinger is a psychologist and PhD researcher interested in lifestyle, cancer, medical psychology and epidemiology. She'll be presenting her prize-winning abstract at CAPRI in Melbourne in April, and she joins us here to tell us a bit more about it. Welcome, Famke.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
So could you start perhaps by explaining what you'll be presenting at CAPRI in April?
Yeah, of course. So, I come from the Netherlands, and here we have implemented a physical activity program for cancer survivors in 14 GP practices. And at CAPRI, I will present some preliminary results of changes in health outcomes throughout the program, of, for example, physical function, fatigue, mental health, quality of life, and lots of other health measures.
Such a fantastic project, because we obviously the evidence behind physical activity and improving outcomes is growing so substantially, but that last step of implementation is incredible to hear about. So perhaps you can tell us a bit more about where you see this intervention being implemented, primary or secondary care, and do you see any associated implementation challenges?
I think primary care is a good place to implement such a program because we think that it's more accessible than, for example, secondary care or hospitals or rehabilitation center. Especially in the Netherlands, care during or after cancer treatment is mainly organized from hospitals or rehabilitation centers. And we know that patients may encounter barriers to participate in physical activity programs because of travel distance or financial reasons due to uncovered health insurance. So we think the GP practice is, well, more accessible because it's close to patients' home, is part also of insured care. And maybe the most important reasons is that GPs have a long-lasting trust relationship with their patients, and patients seem to like that as well. So that are the main reasons why we think such a program is suitable for primary care. And you asked about implementation issues, right? We have encountered quite much, I would have to say, to be honest. I think the most large challenge is that we deal with is the pressure on the primary care system in the Netherlands. I don't know if it's likewise in your country. But we deal with, well, aging, of course, a shortage of personnel as well. So it's hard these times to implement new programs in clinical care, in GP practice. But I think that's why it's even also really important to entangle factors that are important for implementation. And in this research, we also look at various facilitators that GPs and practice nurses, but also patients encounter in this program.
How fantastic. I'm so excited to hear more about it. So what is it that you wish more people knew about this project?
I wish that more people knew that it is important to do research on the implementation in general of programs in clinical care. I think most research has mainly been focused on examining effects. So is a program effective in achieving health outcomes? And don't get me wrong, of course, that is really important because it's the fundamental of research. But I think an even important question I would say is how can we implement a program and how can we make it work in daily practice? So, yeah, because you have to know which issues you have to take into account, because I think a program can be perfectly effective, but you have to know in the end, how can we make this work? Because otherwise it wouldn't matter that much.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So what is it that's next for this project and your team?
Well, I think that's about also the evaluation of the implementation. So we evaluate this implementation of this program from organizational point of view. So from GPs, but also practice nurses that were involved in the PA program. And for that evaluation, we used as well quantitative methods as qualitative methods, also interviews with GPs and practice nurses. So the next will be to report and publish about this work so we can give people tools, what factors to take into account when you want to implement such a program successfully in your GP practice.
Wonderful. I cannot wait to hear more about it in April in Melbourne. Thank you again for joining us, Famke.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for downloading Research Roundup produced by PC4. You can access the articles and other information in our show notes. Please let us know what you think about this episode by emailing us at info@pc4tg.com.au or keep in touch via Twitter, where you'll find us at PC4TG. And there's also our website, which is pc4tg.com.au.